This is a fall, alright. But it's not what you think. This is a fall, alright. But it's not what you think. We ate the fruit, we left the white. We began to cling, and clinging turned us mean. Mean brought us back, brought us back. Surrender. And the sky will marry the depths of the earth, and the infinite and finite will be one. This is a fall, alright. But it's not what you think. This is a fall, alright. But it's not what you think. Meteorites and thunderstorms turned our attention to the skies, a distant father to appease and to reach.
Hey, good peeps, Pig City and the Global Village. Welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 24 miniseries spotlight on the Whoopenholler Folk Festival. They call me Bruce, and I'll be your host. The Whoopenholler Folk Festival takes place at Cottonwood Acres, just outside Portage la Prairie, Saturday, August 24th, and Island Park in Pilapie, August 25th. That's the Sunday. Since 2014, the festival has been a stage for a diverse group of headliners, new artists, and buzz bands, and a safe gathering place for every kind of people. Full details online at whoopenholler.com and all socials. Series episodes can be found at umfm.com. CJUM 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Episode 4. Alana Lewandowski. Yeah, you know that name. Alana Lewandowski has been a fixture on the local folk music scene since she was a teenager. Found international acclaim with her album Unsettled Down, and then found out that folk, not just rock and roll, is a vicious game. And that turned into a life's journey. Though not in the headlines, Alana continued to make music, documenting her spiritual quest, gathering accolades from the likes of Steve Bell. Her latest album, Kianalis Tacnata, is the latest chapter. Experience Alana Lewandowski at alanalewandowski.com. A welcome, Alana.
Hi, thank you, Bruce. It's been a minute.
How did I do on the title of your album?
Okay, so Kianalis Tacnata is It's two languages, Scottish Gaelic and Kashubian, and those are two of my mother tongues. Kashubian is a language in Poland, and obviously Scottish Gaelic is in Scotland, and it means homesick. I entitled it Homesick and Two of My Lost Mother Tongues.
Does that have anything to do with you coming home?
Coming home to Manitoba?
Yeah, like you were out there ready to strike it and we're all in your corner and you should have. You know, I mean, that's the way the industry rolls. But, you know, we all come back to Manitoba. And
well,
I mean that
yeah,
in a good
probably,
way.
Probably it has something to do with it. But the project is really more about going back. I was able to take my children and my partner Ian back to Poland. And we were on the family lands there and in some of the family parishes. And we went and also some stone circles and different things, learning about the embroidery of this lost, you know, my lost heritage. And then went to the West Highlands, to the family lands there and the West Country of England. And I did a lot of research prior to leaving with a stack of books, and it's really more about integrating my heritage and making peace with it and standing, like facing certain things that I carry because I was born into this lineage, and really like working with both the trouble and the beauty to make an artistic piece.
From your personal perspective, your experience, tell us about the importance of knowing your roots.
I think that a lot of people not knowing their roots actually is a part of like one of the little like hidden problems in North America. I did a lot of research for this project on how people were sorted when they arrived at Ellis Island in particular, and depending on the decade, where they were placed and the design of it, and how quickly they were asked to assimilate into the culture. So I think that there's more to all of it than meets the eye. And if we're only two or three generations deep in our awareness of how we got here, sometimes we don't realize how we belong, right? And so I think that's why I called it homesick, right? Is because when you no longer come from there, and you're also stepping into the storyline of Canada and acknowledging the storyline here with Indigenous people and the settler story and then all the rest of newcomers, etc., to really acknowledge where we all came from just feels like, all I know is that when I stood on the lands over there, they remembered me. It was visceral. And when I had that experience, it deepened my awareness of the connection to the land here, that my birth waters landed here. But also I understood the feelings of Indigenous people and their connection to the land here. So it was a really beautiful experience. It was an artistic process that I had to go under for, and I didn't know what I would end up with. And that actually is the definition of artistic process. You can't know what you'll end up with.
The beauty of it is, like you say, you can't know what you'll end up with, yet it ends up being universal. We all have to leave home.
Yeah.
And be homesick. And we started off with leaving the garden. You have to leave the garden, not to appreciate it, but to know everything else.
Yeah.
What should we leave the folks with?
Oh, you want to leave the folks with a song?
I do. Something that they'll hear at the festival.
Sure. Well, I want what I would pick is I unabashedly call this my rewilded We Are the World song. It's like We Are the World, but we add like the more than human world. And it's called Praise the Maker. And it's a tricky title because, you know, one of the first lines is with Fang of the Wolf, right? It goes a lot deeper than people might think. And so, yeah, that's what I would offer people.
Regardless of the name, every culture ever has had a maker.
That's right.
Elena Lewandowski, thank you for joining us on Whoop It Up with UMFM.
Thank you, Bruce, for having me.
And thank you for tuning in and supporting independent music, arts, and events. Check out all episodes at umfm.com. All details, tickets, food, directions, artists, everything can be found at whoopandholler.com. Search Whoop and Holler on all social media. And please do join us in person Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.
With stars in the night, with froth on the wave, with fang of the wolf, we offer our praise. With life of the sun, with glow of the moon, with stones and ley lines, we offer our praise. Praise the Maker. And with heather on the hills, with herds upon plains, we offer our praise. With wombs and with caves, and with the mounds of our graves, with the breast of a hill, we offer our praise. Praise the Maker. Praise the Maker. We sing.